Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat. Pakibati mo nga yung katabi mo na lalo kang gumagwapo at lalo kang gumaganda. Totoo naman yun. Kasi pag nasa Panginoon tayo, talagang, di ba, ang Panginoon na nagpapaganda at napapagwapo sa atin. Hallelujah. Okay? So, magandang umaga po, lalo sa ating mga first-time guests. Every Sunday, we gather here to worship the Lord, enjoy the fellowship with the brothers and sisters, and listen to the Word of God. Alam mo, sa panahon natin ngayon, kapag nakinig ka ng radyo, nanood ka ng TV, tumingin ka sa FB, no, all you see are bad news and things that will cause you to be discouraged and siguro mawalan ka ng pag-asa sa buhay. But praise God, we have a place we can call our spiritual home. Amen? And in this spiritual home, we can hear the voice of God. And the voice of God will give us the courage once again. Amen? And the Word of God will inspire us. The Word of God will keep us alive and will direct us. So we praise God for this opportunity to gather together to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are in our new series. No, bagong series po tayo. At ang ating serye, hindi ito kalye serye, hindi ito teleserye. Ito po ay, ano tawag dito? Crossworld serye? Okay? At it has something to do with conquest. Conquest. Sabihin natin conquest. Yan. We will be talking about conquering the promised land. Ang marami po ngayon ay, you know, people are going gaga over the Infinity War ng Avengers, no? Actually, ito rin yung title ng series natin ngayon, Infinity War, The Search for the Infinity Stones. Okay? Balitang balita po, nandito si Thanos sa Pilipinas. Nandun daw, nagpapahinga sa Sagada. Okay? At si Thanos ay hinahanap ang mga mahalagang bato dito sa Pilipinas. Hindi ko alam kung ang brilyante ng mga, mga diwata, hinahanap din yata ang bato ni Darna. Pero ang pinakamatinding bato na hinahanap niya ay si General Bato. Sana makita niya yun. Okay. So, conquering, the conquest of the promised land. And we will be talking about the life of Joshua. Tumayo tayong lahat mga kapatid as we read the passage from the book of Joshua. Okay? Anong sabi po dito? Chapter 1. Basahin po natin itong verse 1 hanggang verse 7. Okay? Sabay-sabay po natin basahin. Ready, go. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, cross over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised Moses. Okay? The Lord bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, dalangin po namin na ang mga katagang ito ay magbigay buhay sa amin. At magpukaw ng aming mga diwa at ng aming mga puso. Haplusin mo kami ngayong umagang ito, Panginoon. We give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sige po, we may be seated now in the presence of God. Sino ba si Joshua? No? Para po maintindihan natin lang ito, kung sino si Joshua, meron pong limang libro sa Lumang Tipan, ang tawag doon Pentateuch, yung sinulat ni Moises. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Ito po ay ang storya ng pagkakalikha ng langit at lupa, ng pagkatawa, ng paglubog ng buong mundo sa panahon ni Noah, ng pagkatawag ko Abraham, at pinanganak na rin dito si Isaac, si Jacob, at nakilala natin si Joseph. And through this, nakilala din natin si Moses. No? It's all the whole story of the five books of Moses. Okay? Then what about Joshua? Joshua is the man after Moses. Ang sabi po dito, he was the son of Nun. So Joshua had no father and no mother kasi he was the son of Nun. Ewan ko kung tatay niya pare, pero sabi, son of Nun. No, but anyway, he was from the tribe of Ephraim. He was one of the spies. No, isa siya sa mga spies boys. 12 of them were sent to scout the promised land, and they were the only two, Joshua and Caleb, they were the only ones who were able to enter the promised land. All the 10 other spies, no, they died. Why? Because they rebelled against the Lord. Together with the people who are 20 years old and above, they all died in the wilderness for failure to believe in God. Anyway, so Joshua was the head of the army of Israel. So siya yung, in a way, kanang kamay ni Moses. He was the assistant of Moses. So all his life, he was a follower of Moses. All his life, he was there attending to the needs of Moses. All his life, he was the second fiddle. Alam mo, nasa behind the scene lang siya. Hindi siya masyadong kilala. Pero dumating yung tama, panahon niya. Amen? And I believe that your season will also come. Amen? Sometimes you think, now what? Bakit ba ako ganito? No? Parang, all my life, I was behind the scene. All my life, parang nobody notices. All my life, no, I'm just doing the menial tasks and the mundane. You know, lahat ng mga bagay na pangkaraniwan lang ginagawa ko. Kailan kaya darating yung time that, you know, I will, the light that the Lord has given me will shine. I believe it will come. Amen? And a new season will come into your life. Naalala ko po yung isang physicist, napakagaling po niyang physicist, and he was invited, he's being invited all over the place, no? He was quite well known, pero hindi pa ganun kakilalang kilala, but napakagaling niyang speaker, and he has a driver, okay? So, wherever he goes, kasama niya yung driver niya, saan man siya pumunta. So, lahat ng lecture niya, nakikinig yung driver, no? Nakikinig sa lahat ng lecture niya. One time, he was invited in a fireplace. And he was so tired, yung doctor physicist. Pagod na siya. Sabi niya, I'm so tired, no? Parang hindi ko na ako makapagsasalita. And then sabi ng driver niya, bossing, sabi niya, doctor, if you allow me, I can speak in your behalf. Talaga? Sabi niya ganun. Yes, doctor, I have memorized all your speeches. Lahat ng mga sa speaking engagement, nakikinig ako sa iyo. Kaya alam ko lahat ng sasabihin mo. Pagbigyan mo ako dito, ako magsasalita, mai-impress ka sa akin. E din ginawa niya, nagpalit sila ng coat. Sinuot niya yung suot ng doktor at ginawa. Tapos pinagsalita sa harapan. Yung doktor, yung physicist, naupo sa likod. So yung driver niya ang nag-speak. At nagsalita yung driver, no? Began speaking, and people were so, you know, amazed with the knowledge, with the intelligence of the speaker, no, the people didn't know that it was the driver, not the physicist. And so, after he spoke, pagkatapos siya magsalita, people clapped their hands, no, and then the MC came up and said, we are so blessed, we are so impressed with your lecture. Okay, di tuwan-tuwa naman siya kasi pinalakpakan siya. Sabi niya, now it's the time for question and answer. Yari ngayon siya. No? Kasi anong sasabihin niya? E question and answer. Driver lang siya. Okay? So, may nagtanong ngayon. Nagtaas ang kamay. Tinanong. Ang tanong eh, napakatindi ng tanong. Napakahirap talaga sagutin. Sumagot yung driver. Yung speaker na driver. Sabi niya, thank you for your question. Your question is really interesting. I appreciate your question. Actually, your question is so easy to answer. In fact, it's so easy that my driver back there can answer it. Let me call my driver. Come. And you answer the question. Alam mo yon? He was just a driver. Pero ang pangarap ng Panginoon, kahit ikaw ay alalay lang, kahit ikaw ay kanang kamay lang, kahit ikaw ay assistant lang, no? When you learn the way of the master, sooner or later, No? You will become like your master. Amen? Amen ba? That's what discipleship is all about. That's what happened to Joshua. He kept on following Moses. He kept on pursuing Moses. And then later, nagulan na lang siya. He was catapulted to the position and became the leader of the whole nation. Halimbawa, tanggalin mo si Joshua sa Bible. Tanggalin mo yung book ni Joshua sa Bible. Ano kaya mangyayari? Si Joshua kasi was the one responsible in leading the people in entering the promised land and in conquering the promised land and in dividing the land to the people of God. He was the one responsible for doing that. Kung tatanggalin mo yan sa Bible, magugulat ka na lang pagkatapos ng Deuteronomy, ang kasunod Judges. Paano nila nakuha yung promised land, di ba? Paano nila nakuha? Paano nila na-conquer yung promised land? Yung promised land na pinangako pa nung panahon ni Abraham, paano nilang nakuha? Kung wala si Joshua, hindi natin mawawari. We will never understand how were they able to conquer the promised land. Can we thank the Lord for the life of Joshua and for the people, no, together with him. Okay. So, Joshua was a man of God. He was a man of God. And he was responsible for leading the people into the promised land. Okay. Let me share four things as we conquer the promised land. Okay? Four things. Number one, everyone has a promised land. Each of you has a promised land. Kung titingnan natin ano ba tong promised land na ito? Look at the next slide. No, when you look at the next slide, sabi dito, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised Moses. You have a promised land, but the only thing that you need to do is to step on it. Everyone has a promised land. And then, ang sabi ng Panginoon, lahat ng matatapakan ng iyong paa ay iyo na. Amen ba? Sino gusto ganun pangako? Amen? Yung lahat ng matapakan ng paa mo, iyo na. No, huwag mong tatapakan yung katabi mo. Pero lahat ng tatapakan ng iyong paa, maaangkin mo. Kagaya ng pangako ng Diyos kay Moses. At ano yung pinakita ng Diyos kay Joshua na territory niya? Let's take the next slide. Sabi dito, this will be your territory. Next slide. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. So Joshua has a promised land, the Israelites has a promised land, you also has a promised land. Ano daw ang scope ng promised land? Ang sabi, tumingin ka doon sa Lebanon, Syria, that will be yours. Tumingin ka sa bandang kaliwanan mo, no, patungong east, hanggang doon sa mga Hittites, sa lugar ng Iran, ng Iraq, ng Babylonia, iyo din yun. Tumingin ka sa iyong kaliwa, patungong Mediterranean Sea, that will be yours. Tumingin ka sa ibaba, going Egypt, going Negev, and the Sahara Desert, that will be yours. Next slide, ang sabi, ito po yung itsura nung larawan ng Promised Land. Amazing, di ba? Isang bansa na walang sariling lupa. Isang bansa, isang grupo ng mga tao na walang property. No? At ngayon, pinapangako ng Panginoon, magkakaroon ka na ng lupa. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, magkakalupa ka na. Oo, yung lupa hindi lang sa kuko mo. Yung lupa hindi lang sa leeg mo. Yung lupa hindi lang sa paso. Yung lupa, yung iyo. You will have your promised land. Amen ba? And what is this promised land? Ito yung promised land na sinabi ng Panginoon. Your promised land is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Your promised land is a land of freedom. It's a land of opportunity. What is this land? Maaaring wala tayong kagaya ng kasing laki ng lupa pinangako sa Israel, but your promised land is a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of freedom and opportunity. It will be a land of peace and rest. It's a land of abundance. It's a land of significance and fulfillment. Sino ang gusto ng promised land? Pakitaas ang kamay. Sumigaw ng malakas! We all want a promised land. And I want to tell you something. God has something for us that is bigger than we think. God has a promise for you. It is bigger than you think. Hindi mo lang makita. Hindi mo lang alam. Sa totoo lang, hindi mo alam kung bakit na meron kang promised land. Kasi you're not really listening to the Lord. Perhaps nobody told you about your promised land. Perhaps you're so busy with your world, with your small, tiny world. And you're so preoccupied with the little things of this life. You're so preoccupied with things that bind you. Kaya you fail to see what lies ahead. Alam mo yun, you live day by day. Wala kang nakikitang future. Bakit? Kasi nabubuhay ka sa nakaraan. Siguro, nabubuhay ka sa kahapon. Kaya hindi mo makita yung bukas. Kaya ano ginagawa mo ngayon? Every day, what you do is just to troubleshoot your problem every day. Nagkukumpuni ka ng mga problema mo kahapon ngayong araw na ito. Tinotroubleshoot mo ang lahat ng problema mo na nagawa mo kahapon, kaya yung mga dapat mong gawin ngayong maghapon, hindi mo na magawa. Kasi nga, nalulunod ka na sa dami ng responsibility, nalulunod ka na sa dami ng iniintindi, and wala ka ng panahon to look forward, to even dream, to even think bigger things and greater things. Nangyayari yan sa mga taong walang panahon sa Diyos. Nangyayari yan sa mga tao na preoccupied ng sarili. Pero ang gusto kong sabihin sa iyo, kapatid, ang mabuting balita, you have a promised land. And it's you for the taking. And this land is so beautiful. This land is so promising. This land is God's best for you. You have to go to your promised land. You have to claim it. Isa sa mga paborito nating pelikula ngayon, no? Bukod sa Infinity War, is The Greatest Showman. It will be shown this afternoon, 4 p.m. dito po. The Greatest Showman, the story of P.T. Barnum, no, and his dream about a new world, like a new, ibang klaseng mundo, no. And our family fell in love with one of the songs there. The song was entitled "A Million Dreams." Sabi mo nga, "A Million Dreams." Oo, kapatid, nakakapangarap ka pa ba? Meron ka pa bang panahong mangarap? O wala ka ng panahong mangarap kasi nga puro problema iniisip mo. Wala ka ng panahong mangarap kasi nga maghapon at magdamag, wala kang inintindi kundi yung problema mo. Pero itong bata na ito, when he was young, P.T. Barnum, when he was young, he had a dream. Ang sabi niya, "I close my eyes and I can see." Isn't it amazing? When you close your eyes, then you see. Normally, di ba sabi, open your eyes so that you will see. Pero this song begins with a very powerful statement. I close my eyes and then I can see. What do you see when your eyes are closed? The world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through there's no one been before, but it feels like home. They can say, it all sounds crazy. They can say, I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Sabi dun sa chorus, "Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be
A vision of the one I see, a million dreams, it's all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
Kula ba kayo mga kamay?
Alam mo yun, sabi niya, because every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. What makes you sleepless? When you close your eyes, when you lie in bed, what are the brightest colors that play in the horizon? What are your dreams?
Nilagay ng Diyos yung dream sa puso mo kasi siyang naglagay noon. Noong mga bata pa tayo, you know, nothing is impossible for you. Tama ba?
When you were young, nothing was impossible for you. Magsusuot ka lang ng kapa, isusuot mo yung brief mo sa ibabaw ng pantalon. No? Tapos, aakyat ka sa bintana at sisigaw ka. Ano yung sisigaw mo? Superman, di ba? At tatalon ka. Pagkatapos, ang bali-bali na buto mo.
Why? Because when you were young, nothing was impossible for you. Amen?
When you were younger, you can dare. When you were younger, nothing hurts. When you were younger, you had dreams.
But what happened to your dreams as you grew older? Ano nangyari sa mga pangarap mo nung tumatanda ka na? You got hurt. You got wounded. You stumbled. And you don't want to try anymore. You're so discouraged. And you think it won't work. Why even try? Di ba? Meron pong grupo ng mga scientists na pinag-aaral nila yung barakuda. Ang barakuda po, pagkain niya yung mga maliliit na isda. So nilagay po siya sa aquarium. Malaking aquarium. Pero may hati po yung aquarium na glass. At yung glass na yon ay see-through. Okay? So nilagay yung barakuda dito. Nilagay yung malalaking isda doon. Siyempre, pag nakita ng barakuda, yung pagkain niya na nandun, anong gagawin niya? Susugurin niya yun, di ba? So ginawa ng barakuda, he was so excited, sinugod niya yung pagkain niya, yung kabila, yung mga isda maliliit. Pero pag sugod niya ganun, bam! Bumangga siya doon sa wall na hindi niya malaman kung ano yun. Sabi niya, ano kaya yun? Bumaliktad siya eh. So ang ginawa niya siguro, kaya lang, bumuwelo ako ng konti. No? Kaya inayos siya yung sarili niya at bumuwelo siya. At sumugod siya gano'n. Pag sugod niya gano'n, bam! Tumama na naman yung uso niya. Baliktad na naman siya. Sabi niya, kita niya yung pagkain niya, ba't hindi niya makita, makain? Kasi may salamin niya, di ba? So ginawa niya, bumuwelo siya lang mas malayo eh. Talaga, maya't maya, binablog niya yung sarili niya. Talaga, binabangga niya doon. Hindi niya alam kung ano yung binabangga niya. Pero yung nguso niya, no, kababangga doon sa ano, no, talagang namamarilaw na yung nguso niya. Talagang naging, ano, pouty lips na eh. No? Naging, talagang namaga na yung lips niya, at namumula na yung lips niya, no, at talagang hirap nung dinanas niya. Ang ginawa ng mga scientists, tinanggal yung partition. So, nakaganyan yung barakuda, nakaganon yung uso niya. Magang-magang ganon. Parang chicharong bulaklak. No? Maya-maya, lumalungoy yung mga isda. Yung pagkain niya, lumalungoy na ganyan. Wala siyang ginagawa. Nakaganon. Nakikipag-eye to eye sa kanya, wala siyang ginagawa. Nakikipag-nose to nose, wala siyang ginagawa. Nakikipag-lips to lips, hindi niya kinakain. Ang tanong, bakit? Bakit? Eh, nando na yung pagkain, ba't di niya kinakain? Nadala. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, huwag kang madala. Mangarap ka. Amen?
So everyone has a promised land. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, no? That keep on dreaming and keep on dreaming even if people will think that you're crazy. keep on envisioning things in the future. Keep on dreaming. God wants you to enter your rest, your shalom, and your promised land. The second point is this. So first, everyone has a promised land. The second point is this. You can enter your promised land only when you leave your comfort zone. Pwede mo lang mapasok ang lupang pangako kung iiwanan mo yung kasalukuyang kinalalagyan. That is your comfort zone. Progress happens beyond or outside your comfort zone. You will never grow within your comfort zone. You will never develop inside your comfort zone. You will never have opportunities inside your comfort zone. You will never grow inside of your comfort zone. You can only grow outside of your comfort zone. So anong comfort zone nitong si Joshua? No. Ang comfort zone niya is having someone to lean on. Parang having someone to look up to. Having someone to guide him. Having someone to teach him what to do next. Having someone, a leader, a guide, a pastor, a father. And all of those are embodied in Moses. All of those things are embodied in Moses. Pero para mapasok ni Joshua ang lupang pangako, God had to tell him something. Sabi dito, God spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead." Why did God have to take Moses home? Why should Moses die? Di ba, ang sarap lang noon na sama-sama kayo makayo nagsimula, lumabas kayo ng Ehipto, nahati ang dagat na pula, naglakbay kayo sa wilderness for 40 years. Di ba, ang sarap lang kasama mo yung mentor mo, leader mo, pagpasok ng Promised Land? Bakit kailangan mamatay si Moses? Matanda na ba si Moses kaya kailangan niya mamatay? When you look at Deuteronomy, last chapter, you will find out that Moses was still strong. Moses had still clear eyes. Hindi kagaya ko, malabo na mata ko. Pero si Moses, 20-20 vision. Klaro. Wala siyang nearsightedness, wala siyang farsightedness. Ang linaw ng mata niya. Misa, isipin natin, no? Kaya siguro kinuha ng Diyos si Moses, uugud-ugud na at matanda na at hindi na kayang lumaban. No way! He could still do it. Kaya lang, his season is already done. It's now the season of the new generation. Kaya, God had to take Moses away from Joshua. So, for you to enter your promised land, sometimes, some things has to die. Minsan, merong kailangan mamatay. Kasi kung hindi mamamatay yon, lagi kang nasa ilalim ng saya, ng leader mo, lagi kang nakadepende doon sa bangko mo, sa supplier mo, lagi kang nakaasa sa tatay mong mayaman, sa nanay mong donya, lagi ka nakaasa sa kapatid mo na susuporta sa'yo, lagi ka nakaasa sa mga barkada mo at kaibigan mo that will cover you in case you fail. But sometimes God brings you to a place where something inside of you dies or someone close to you dies. Moses, my servant, is dead. Hindi sinabi ng Panginoon na buti naman namatay na si Moses. Walang kakwenta-kwentang leader. Ang dami niyang palpak na desisyon. Kaya Joshua, ikaw nang tinatawag ko. No. God had high regard for Moses. Moses, my servant. Moses. You know, I love Moses. I speak to him face to face. I admire him. I highly esteem Moses. He is my servant. But his time is done already. He served his purpose. Now it's you, Joshua. So I have to take something away from you so that you will stand on your own. What does it feel when something dies? Isang umaga, pagising ko, may kumakatok sa bahay namin. Sabi niya, Mario. Mario kasi tawag sa akin ng mga pinsan ko. Mario, bakit? Huwag kang mabibigla. Dumating yung pinsan ko. Pagdating ng pinsan ko, sabi sa akin, huwag kang mabibigla. Ako lang ang nasa bahay. Ako lang ang unang nakaalam ng balita. Sabi niya, tatay mo, namatay. My father was only 69 years old. Anong pwede maging dahilan para mamatay ang tatay ko? He was still strong. And I felt numbness of my extremities, no? Alam mo yun, pag, when something dies, no? You feel nanlalamig yung mga daliri mo. Nanlamig yung daliri ko, nanlamig yung daliri ko sa paa. At unti-unting gumagapang yung lamig na yon, yung tiyan ko, parang bumabaliktad, yung puso ko tumibok ng mabilis. And I tried to control myself because I was the first one in the family who heard the news. And I will be the one to break the news to my mother and to my brothers and sisters. I was the first one who heard the news, the bad news, that my father died. And I nearly panicked. When something dies, no, we feel off balance, you know. When something dies, parang we panic, we get discouraged, we get, you know, we breathe. Alam mo yun? Pag may namatay sa'yo, halimbawa, alam mo yung pakiramdam ng may nawala sa'yo? Alam mo yun? Yung namatay yung tatay mo, hindi ka makahinga? Lalim nung hinga ko nun eh. Yung nakita mo sa FB, yung nililigawan mo, may kasama ng iba? Di ba? Ang lalim nung hinga mo. Tapos yung nalaman mo, yung bank account mo, wala nang laman. Bakit? Nanakawang ka eh. No? Yung ATM card mo, may tumulong sa'yo. Tapos hindi mo alam, nakuha yung PIN number mo. Tapos mag-withdraw ka na, wala nang laman. Di ba? Ano yung pakiramdam mo, di ba? Ang lalim, di ba? When you lose something important, you panic. When you lose people that you trust, people that you love, people that you depend on, ang hirap ng pakiramdam. But God had to tell Joshua, Moses is dead. Moses is dead now. Therefore, arise. Be strong and take courage. Sabi ng Panginoon, be strong and take courage. Because I will be with you wherever you go and no one will be able to stand before you and you will conquer the promised land. It's not time to panic, Joshua. When something dies, no, it's not time to panic. It's not time to get depressed. Be strong and take courage. Amen? Amen ba? When you lose the trust of your suppliers, you be strong and take courage. It's not time to be depressed. No time to take alcohol. No time to gamble. No time. It's not the time, no, to drown yourself in social media, to drown yourself with emotional music. It's not time for emo. Tama ba? It's not the time to go on playing computer just to drown the pain, that just to numb, you know, the hurt inside. Sometimes kasi, we resort to computer gaming, we resort to alcohol, we resort to what? Committing suicide. Thinking that's the end of the world. But the Lord is telling you, be strong and take courage. Amen? Amen.
Sabi mo sa katabi mo, tapikin mo, sabi mo, be strong. Sabi mo, tapikin mo yung kabila, sabi mo, be strong.
When your husband leaves you, be strong. When your wife forgets about you, be strong. Amen ba? When your teacher gives you grade of 5, be strong. It's no time to weep. It's not time to cry. Because when something dies, that's the beginning of something new and something good. Something has to die. Kasi habang nandun yun, habang nabubuhay si Moses, hindi ka makakatawid sa kabila. While you're holding on to your past, you cannot cross your river. Because your past is immovable. What is your past? Sometimes we're holding on to our past eh. Hindi mo na makita yung future. Kaya hindi mo maabot yung promised land mo, ayaw mong iwanan to eh. Gusto mo pa rin si Moses, Lord, buhayin mo si Moses. No? Bakit mo kinuha si Moses? Balik mo siya. Buhayin mo siya. Kailangan ko siya. Pero sabi ni ng Panginoon, no, you don't need Moses anymore. I am with you. Amen? You don't need Moses. I am with you. I will be with you wherever you go. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But you have to leave your comfort zone. Amen? Amen ba? Moses died. The manna stopped. See? Sa dinami-dami ng panahon para hihinto yung supply galing sa langit. Nung pang time na yon, imagine mo, bakit naman tumigil na yung pag-ulan ng mana? Kasi sabi ng Panginoon, now it's not time to be fed on a silver platter. Now it's time for you to cook your own food. Why? Because all around you, you can see plants and crops and, wheat that you did not plant. Now all you have to do is gather them and glean them and prepare food for yourselves. Amazing. Napagod ba ang Diyos pagpapaulan ng mana? No. It's a new season. This time, you will cook your own food. Verse 11, you will cook your own food. Because for the last 40 years, they were not cooking. It's time to cook your own food. For the last 40 years, there were miracles. Miraculous provision. Sabi ng Panginoon, no, this time, no more miracles of food being provided for you. You will prepare your own food. I will increase your capacity. I will increase your strength. I will help you conquer your promised land. Amen? Amen? Can we give the Lord a round of applause? Hallelujah. Is there anything that needs to die in your life? A bad habit, a bad attitude, an illicit relationship. Sometimes something good has to die. Moses was good. Manna was good, but it has to stop. Because sometimes the enemy of the best is the good. Sometimes a good relationship has to die and has to end. Sabi mo, there's nothing wrong with the relationship, Lord. Why did it end? There's nothing wrong with the relationship. We love each other, you know. Mahal ko siya, mahal niya ako. Ba't kinakailangan matapos? Pero sabi ng Lord, it's a new season for you. Amen? So that you will see that I will be with you every step of the way. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Number 3. For you to conquer the promised land, number 1 is you have to understand that everyone has a promised land. Every one of us. Number 2, you have to let go of your comfort zone. Leave it. Number 3,
Arm yourself with the peace of God as you conquer your land. Peace. Hindi po peace na kapayapaan, no? But letter P. Let me share three P's that you need. Okay, quickly. Number one P is the promise of God. In verse 8, it says there, do not let this book depart from your mouth. Do not let this book depart from your mouth. But you meditate on it day and night. This book contains the promises of God, the commands of God, so that you may be able carefully obey what was written in it, and then you will be prosperous and successful. Imagine mo, gera yung lalabanan mo, gera yung haharapin mo. Di ba dapat ang preparasyon na ginagawa mo ay patalasin ang mga sibat, patibayin ang mga tabak, di ba? Gawin mong solid yung armor mo, yung baluti mo, di ba? Dapat yun ang pinakamatinding preparasyon doon eh. Tapos magbilang ka ng mga tao mo. Ilan ba? Ilan ba mga tauhan natin? Bilangin natin kung ilan ang mga magagaling mamana, magaling sa judo, ang magaling sa mga sniper natin. Bilangin natin lahat. Di ba dapat ganun ang preparation when you go to war? Pero ito, preparation for war to eh. Ang sabi doon, do not let this book out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. Bakit? Bakit napakahalaga that you claim the promise of God? Kasi wala na si Moses eh. Di ba? Parang sinasabi ng Lord, you know, during the era of Moses, it was all good. His system was very good. His strategy, very good. Everything about Moses was excellent. No. Kaya lang, the leadership style of Moses was only applicable during the time of their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, going through the wilderness. The leadership style, the strategy. Okay. So kaya sinabi ng Panginoon kay Joshua, Moses is dead. You don't need to imitate him. You don't need to copy him. If you want to be successful, you don't need to copy someone. Sometimes we think, for us to be successful, siguro we need to benchmark our company, no? Against this, another company, which is bigger than us. Kailangan natin ng benchmark, no? So that malaman natin kung saan tayo, nandun tayo. So we need to compare ourselves. And kung meron siyang magagandang ginagawa, let's copy what they do so that we can be successful. But God is saying, hey, you don't need to copy Moses. You don't need to imitate him. This is a new season, a new terrain, a new environment, and this is warfare. Moses knew nothing about warfare. So Joshua, what I want you to understand is that Moses is dead. Your model no longer fits reality. Your pattern is no longer relevant to your present situation. So what do you need to do? Listen to me. Hear my word. Moses is dead. Now you listen to me. Moses is dead. Your pattern is irrelevant already. Your formula, the formula of the olden days, the ancient path, no longer works. Now you listen to me. Do not let this book out of your mouth. Always consult me. Always hear my voice. Always spend time with me. Because your victory will only happen through me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen? Kaya hindi si Moses ang solusyon para mapasok ka sa Promised Land. It's the Word of God. The promise of God. Pangalawa is the presence of God. Can you say presence of God? Sabi niya, Joshua, no one will be able to stand against you. Because as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Ibig sabihin, yes, the promised land is for you for the taking. It's yours for the taking. But there will be conflicts. There will be conflicts. People will oppose you. Enemies will stand against you. No? There will be conflicts. Akala mo kasi ang promised land, pag pinasok mo, parang binukas ng Diyos ang pintuan at binuyang-yang na sa'yo at bahala ka ng kuhanin, on a silver platter, I give it to you. No. Sabi ng Lord, there will be struggle, there will be conflicts, there will be opposition, there will be people will stand against you. But, sabi ng Lord, no one will be able to stand against you because I am with you. Amen. So it's the presence of God. Don't go anywhere else without the presence of God. Don't say, you know, America is the land of the brave and the free. Siguro yun ang aking promised land. No, huwag kang pupunta doon kung wala ang presensya ng Diyos doon. Kung hindi mo kasama ang Panginoon. Sometimes we need to escape. Siguro kung makakatakas lang ako, makalipad ako papuntang Singapore, makalipad ako patungong Europa, at maiwanan ko na itong mundong ito, itong ginagalawan ko, then it probably would be better. No. Sabi nga ni Moses, if your presence, Lord, doesn't go with us, then the promised land is not really a promised land. We don't want the promised land if you're not there. We want you, first and foremost, your promise. Amen? So that's the second P. Ano yung una? The promise of God. Pangalawa, the presence of God. The third is the people of God. People of God. Alam mo, itong mga young generation, mga bata itong sumunod eh. Mga batang generation na to. Alam mo ba yung lahat ng 20 years old, pataas, doon sa wilderness, nagkamatay silang lahat. Patay silang lahat. Ang naiwan na lang yung mga bata at lumaki sila, no, every day they can see 200 people being buried because of rebellion, because of murmuring, because of grumbling, because of complaining. And they'll learn their lessons. Kung tutusin, itong generation na to will have, you know, the reason to be disobedient, to be rebellious, to be pasaway. Bakit? Ang mga magulang nila puro pasaway. Ang mga magulang nila, puro mga rebelde sa Diyos. So, pwede nilang manahin yung pagre-rebelde. Pero alam mo, sabi nila in verse 18, Joshua, we will be with you, heart and soul. We will follow you, we will support you. As we supported Moses, we will support you, and no one will rebel against you. Joshua, kung meron mang magre-reklamo, magre-rebelde, kung meron mang mag-grumble against you, kami na ang papatay. Artikulo 1. Why was Joshua able to conquer the promised land? Because he was surrounded by good people. The people of God. Why is your life a mess? Well, tell me your company. Sinong ka-hangout mo lagi? Sinong kasama mo lagi? And then I will tell you who you are. Why are you in such a mess right now? Why is your life disorder and chaotic? Depende yan kung sino lagi mong kasama eh. You have to surround yourself with good people. You have to surround yourself with people who will help you fulfill your destiny. There are people who are with you, but they are not necessarily for you. There are people na nakapaligid sa'yo, wala. Kumukuha lang sa'yo, kinukuhanan ka lang, pero pagka nagkagipitan na, iiwanan ka rin yan. Pero yung makasumpong ka ng mga tao that who will be faithful and loyal to you no matter what happens, no? Amen? So if you want to reach your purpose, your destiny, hang out with good people. Iwanan mo na yung mga pangit na mga impluensya sa buhay mo. Amen? Kasi agila ka eh.
Agila ka. Don't hang out with chickens. Amen?
Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, medyo yugyugin mo ng konti. Sabi mo, agila ka. Sabi mo, hindi ka manok. Ang mga barkada mo, manok. Mga kainuman mo, manok. Ang boyfriend mo, manok. Ang girlfriend mo, manok.
Pak, 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 pak.
E, agila ka. O paano kayo makakarating sa destiny ninyo? Di lumilipad kang ganyan, bit-bit-bit mo yung manok. Habang pumapailang lang, para kang sino, di ba? Lumilipad kayo. Lumilipad kayo, no? Para kang, alam mo yun, tumatala ka sa langit eh. Ang ganda ng lipad mo, agila ka eh, no? Pambira, pag nakita ka sa langit eh, ganda nung agila, kaya lang, bakit parang di maganda ugaga? Eh kasi may bit-bit na manok eh. Habang lumilipad siya eh, di ba? Hold me close, let your love surround me, di ba? And I will soar with you, your spirit. Agil ang lumilipad eh. Kaya lang, may nakabuntot na, bak, 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 bak. Minsan, kailangan ding mamatay yung mga relasyon na yan. Amen? Minsan, may mga relasyon ding dapat putulin eh. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, putulin mo na. Hindi nakatutulong sa iyo eh. Ang ganda ng destiny mo, oh, promised land. Hindi mo makita kasi yung barkada mo puro manok. Ang tindi ng pangarap ng Diyos sa iyo, hindi mo maabot. Bakit? Dami mong sabit. Ang daming pabigat. Pakpak ang binibigay ng Diyos sa iyo, ang kinukuha mo pabigat. Ano gusto mo? Pakpak o pabigat? So arm yourself with three P's. Number one, the promise of God. Number two, the presence of God. And number three, the people of God. Amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a round of applause? Panghuli, number four. Be led by Joshua as you conquer the land. Dapat meron kang Joshua to lead you entering the promised land. So kung i-give up mo yung mga bad influences sa buhay mo, yung mga barkada mo na hindi nakatutulong sa'yo, yung sa halip na madala ka sa destiny mo ay hinahata ka pababa, hanapin mo yung Joshua mo. Who is your Joshua? Who is your Joshua? Who is Joshua, by the way? Joshua, in Hebrew, means Yahweh saves or the Lord saves. Joshua means in the New Testament, Jesus. Joshua is the Old Testament picture of Jesus Christ. So para ka makarating sa yung promised land, para ka makarating sa yung inheritance, you need Jesus to save you. You need Jesus to rescue you. You need Jesus to cleanse your heart. You need Jesus to guide and direct you. You need Him as your Savior and as your Lord. Amen? Kaya kapatid, panghawakan mo ito. Una, tandaan mo, you have a promised land. You have a promised land. Okay. But what stands in the way? Bakit hindi ka makarating sa promised land mo? Your comfort zone. Leave your comfort zone. Let Moses go. Let the past go. There may be issues in the past. You have to let them go and begin to forgive people who hurt you so that you can take hold of your future. Leave your past behind. Third, arm yourself with the promise of God, with the presence of God, and with the people of God. And last, kapatid, make Jesus the Savior and Lord of your life because He's the only one who can rescue you. Amen? Can we close our eyes? Let's close our eyes and let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you love us, you care for us, and you want us to claim our promised land. Lord, I pray that you will continue to stimulate our imagination so that we can begin to see what you have prepared for us, what you have lavishly provided for us, our promised land. Help us to understand how good you are and how faithful you are. And give us the courage to let go of the past. Let go of our pain. Let go of our problems. Let go of what hinders us. Let go of the sin that entangles us. And let us cross our Jordan River and step in the promised land. Kapatid, hindi mo mahahakbangan ang lupang pangako hanggang hindi mo binibitawan ang iyong nakaraan. Hindi mo maaangkin ang pangako ng Diyos sa iyo hanggang hindi mo iniiwanan ang iyong kasalanan, ang iyong nakaraan. Ito ng panahon para hayaan mo nang mamatay si Moses sa kabilang ibayo ng ilog. Ito na ang panahon para hayaan mo nang mawala yung kailangang mawala. There may be losses in your life. You have probably lost a lot. You have lost your friends. You have lost money. You have lost a loved one. You have lost your dreams. You have lost your reputation. But Jesus can restore what you have lost. And even greater than what you have lost. God can give you more than what you have lost. If only you will make Him the Lord and the Savior of your life. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand, whatever you are? I'd like to pray for you. Kung sinasabi mo, Panginoon, suko na ako. I failed big time. I have lost a lot. And I am so ashamed of it. And I'm so tired of this life, Lord God. I want you and I want what you have promised for me. Lord, I want you to be my Savior and my Lord. Yes, I see your hand, brother. Thank you. Pwede mo na ibaba. Thank you, sister. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Sino sa atin dito na you're going through a difficult time? Probably you have someone has left you, someone died, or you heard the news that you have a terminal disease, or you heard the news that, you know, your money, your supply is depleting. It's no time to weep. It's no time to cry. It's no time to be depressed. It's no time to get addicted. It's time to be strong and take courage. It's time to stand up and claim your destiny. Now, if you want courage from God, siguro for a few days, last few weeks, nawalan ka na ng lakas ng loob, nawalan ka na ng tapang, pinuno na ang puso mo ng takot, at sinasabi mo sa Panginoon, Lord, can you give me courage? Can you infuse courage in my heart? I am so discouraged. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand? I'd like to pray for you. If you want God's courage in your life, yes, yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid. And I want all those who raise their hands to please come forward. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Just come. Feel free to come forward. Feel free to come. Huwag po kayong mahiya. Just come. If you need God, if you need the touch of Jesus in your life, just let Him touch you. And let Him lead you to your promised land. Let's just worship the Lord.